And so while musing about inequality and America, here's Bill Gates talking at the AAAS in Seattle on climate and how the poor may suffer most, not least with their health.
Well, another area that I wanted to mention is the connection between climate change and health. Climate change, rightly, is getting a lot of focus, but the richness of how we go about minimizing the damage and reducing those greenhouse gases, certainly you wouldn't say that we have a plan. The term for the reduction of the gases is mitigation, and the term for minimizing the negative effects is adaptation. Adaptation, that is helping people deal with climate change, hasn't got nearly as much attention. And that's partly because the vast portion of the suffering that will be caused is for subsistence farmers near equatorial regions. And so you have this mismatch where the place where the money and science are and the place where the historical emissions are is almost entirely separate from where most of the suffering would be. As you get more extreme weather conditions, floods, droughts, you get more pests and disease, and it means the percentage of years where your crop almost entirely fails will go up very substantially. And of course, that means those kids, the rates of malnutrition can go up even higher. And as I mentioned, that very directly connects to the survival rates and the ability of those people to achieve their potential, to be educated and get that country out of a cycle of poverty and move beyond it. And so because of these complex dynamics, the impacts of climate change for the poor countries really aren't being talked enough about and elucidated much as they should. Now, there are potential scientific innovations here. You know, historically, the Green Revolution was fantastic with the cereal crops in terms of avoiding widespread malnutrition that many scientists predicted. The groups that do that research are called the CJIR, and they're around, not as well funded as they should be, but it is possible using their technologies to deal with heat, deal with salinity, deal with drought, deal with flooding. There's some very good examples of that. For example, a rice called scuba rice that can withstand flooding. It's almost magical because the previous rice varieties would die if there was excess rain. We also have a team at the University of Cambridge that's using evolutionary genetics to help maize and other cereal crops deal with microorganisms in the soil to capture nutrients and waters. And what that means is if you're a farmer without access to extra inputs, including fertilizer, these seeds will be extremely productive relative to the ones that you've had today. It's like a second generation of the Green Revolution, but understanding the shortcomings of the first and dealing now with the negative effects of climate change as we have a chance to more than double the productivity of those crops, which means that even if you're having some tough years, your ability to maintain a buffer stock and not suffer from malnutrition would be greatly improved. Our foundation has been 20 years at work, and we still have many, many challenges. Our focus here in the United States is the quality of the education system, both K through 12 and post-secondary. And that's an area where the importance is clear, and we're very dedicated to that. But the rate of improvement, there's no equivalent to, say, cutting that under five death rate. The thing that our education work and health work have in common is they're focused on equity. Healthier and more equal world, is something that we should accelerate. Disease is not only a symptom of inequality, but it's a huge cause. And likewise, low-quality public education drives inequality. When we first started our foundation, we were very optimistic about the power of innovation. You know, I had the experience from Microsoft where that all went well. And looking at the global health work, that optimism really has been borne out. And if anything, I see that innovation accelerating. So I think this goal, giving every person the opportunity to live a healthy, productive life, is achievable with great science. Thank you.
Bill Gates speaking at the AAAS meeting in Seattle a few days ago. By the way, he's given more than $38 billion so far to those causes. And he seems to agree with Andrew Lee on innovation and equality.